Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. People made great strides, and Allah Ta'ala in His compassion, He throws opportunities to all. كُلًّا مُمِدْتُ هَٰؤُلَاءِ وَهَٰؤُلَاءِ مِنْ أَطَاعِ رَبِّكَ. Irrespective of color, creed, nationality, and family. So He throws the opportunities to all. Then there are those who make the best of the opportunity, and there are those who are disconcerned of the blessing that Allah Ta'ala has thrown to them. So there is one great Buzurg, can't get his name now, but he was an Attar. Attar refers to the person, or say in our terms, a pharmacist. But the pharmacist in those days had to be like a multimillionaire, because you are looking at everything in its original form, undiluted form. The ether that we use here, most of it is diluted. Call it rose, call it whatever. Or someone gave me khalis misk, miskul khalis. Hey, miskul khalis is so much he gave, that would be about a million rand. So obviously it's a diluted form. Lekin logo ka zook kharab ho gaya. So to be an attar, to be a pharmacist, you have to be extremely wealthy. You got everything in its original form. The essence of everything, be it rose, be it saffron, be it musk, whatever, but in its original form, undiluted form. So you can imagine now how expensive these things must be. So, when Fakir came in, Fakir normally they refer to a Buzurg. Why they call him Fakir is not because he's poor, it's because he's led a life of austerity, as though a life that he doesn't own anything. Everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So he's got total dependence on Allah Ta'ala. You got partial dependence. Business, tijarat, all that, our dependence. So we don't have that full dependence. And this will have the total, complete dependence on Allah Ta'ala. And this is something we have to invest in. The more we invest in the dependence, and the more the life becomes easy, enjoyable. When you tawakkal Allah, wa hasbu, Allah Pak is sufficient. And what's greater, when Allah Pak himself says, Inna Allah yuhibbul mutawakkilin, Allah Pak loves them. The class of people are the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. And what's more? The total trust. The total trust doesn't mean that you give up your wealth. No, that's the wrong meaning. No. That your trust in Allah Ta'ala is far greater than the trust. The trust in the treasure of Allah Ta'ala is far greater than the treasure that is in your hands. Something is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, something is in your hands. But that which is in Allah's hands, your trust, your bharosa, your confidence is in that, not that which is in your hand. So that's the meaning of tawakkul. Overall, adopting the means is not against the sunnah. As Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the occasion of Uhud, he had a double armor. So to adopt means is not against the sunnah. Rasool-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to provide for his household a year's provision, 1 year's provision. So means to take your necessary precautions, provisions, etc. is not against trust. Yusuf alayhi salam, when he had predicted the drought that's going to overcome Egypt, then he asked them to preserve their grains, right, for 7 years. تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ دَعَبَى فَمَا حَسَدْتُمْ فَذَرُوهُ فِي سُنْبُلِ ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ سَبْعٌ شِدَادٌ يَأْكُلْنَ مَا قَدَّمْتُمْ لَهُمْ. So the first 7 years you will cultivate, you will sow the grain properly, and then followed by 7 years of drought, right? So you must store up all the grains, however, whatever ways they had in that time. In this age and time, they store up in silos. That's the one, whichever way he asked them to store up. So that means to store is not against tawakkul, because he's a nabi of the time and he's asking them to store up, right? So he's not. But you don't have your trust in that, you have your trust in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. The treasure is in Allah Pak's hand. These are all the sabaks in tasawwuf. You know, we're talking this morning, is what you are supposed to be acquiring here, the sifat. And the zikr, etc., you can't see now, because it's a secondary thing, so therefore discard it. So you have to show importance towards the zikr, the ma'amulat, the teaching of your elders. Because then these things here encourage you to do the original. It motivates you, it encourages you, it gives you the spirit to it. But then understand that the main thing is these objectives, and this is the encouragement. It mustn't be such also. People turn the whole horse before the cart. Say, no, the Shaykh's ta'limat, I must do it. The namaz is missed, all that that's in his place, but whatever the Shaykh has taught me, that I mustn't miss out. That's wrong. Gives the faras its place, sunnah in the fard its place, and the ta'lim of the Shaykh gives it its place. Now, turn things around, obviously you're missing things up. So one person, the Shaykh showed him that the wazifas you must do from Fajr till Ishraq. Mustn't speak to anybody and complete the wazifas. Now he's got a high official position, so everything has to be passed to him. According to how the country runs, everything will be passed to him, right? So now people want, someone wants a license, someone wants a signature and approval, they have to wait. Now they find the opportune time to come and do their things around Ishraq time. So now he can't stop them because it's a lucrative business. See? Because now one person comes, so he's not talking, the Shaykh mustn't talk, so he doesn't talk. 500,000. Second person comes, 1 million. Before he gets up on the musalla is stacked up. So you have to listen to the Shaykh, but without any compromise on the parameters of deen. Parameters of deen, guard it, that's the main thing. وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ. What are the parameters of deen? Then don't cross them, don't break them, don't violate. So this buzurg we're talking about, remember the name? Fariduddin Attar. So the awliya say, this Fariduddin Attar rahmatullahi alayhi, he has swam the 7 oceans of love, and we are still in the first. We haven't crossed the first. So you can imagine now how what lengths it went. These opportunities have been thrown, then it's for the individual. How much you want, how much you want to take, you take. And I tell the people, why? Don't wait for the opportune time to come, and then you make zikr, tilawat, and all that, right? The time that is available now, whatever time, just do it. You are driving to work or to masjid. Instead of listening to unnecessary news and this and that, what nasheed and all that, right? Invest your time correctly. One person told me that when he comes to see me from overport, coming and going, returning, it is about 5,000 la ilaha illallah. So you're investing the time, but invest it correctly. Instead of looking here, going there, seeing this, listening to that, invest it, but invest it correctly. The time that you got available, do it. You look for the opportune time, then you may not find it. So you got one commitment, that thing finishes, then the second commitment, that doesn't finish, and the third one. So whatever you've got now, just do it. Our Hazrat Ramadan should say, Girte parte lastam pastam karte rao. What? Says, start it off. Although at the beginning you may fall, you may collapse, you may get hurt, but in all that, just carry on. Don't wait now for the ideal. I'll do it, and I'll do it in the ideal way, in the ideal time, in the ideal place. That may never come. One commitment doesn't finish and something else is on. That thing does hardly finishes and something else is on. But a business problem, that got sorted out, then family got a problem. That's all sorted out, the child's got a problem. That's sorted out. So one thing after the other just comes up. So you're going to be waiting for that opportune time, it may never come. In the time that you got, what you can do, do it. Now you came to the masjid, for example, so it's not a gunah to come 20 minutes earlier before the masjid. People think it's a gunah. You know, you come early to the masjid, it's a gunah. Just come at the last moment, read up for us and move away. That's wrong. You got time now. You got your wuzu, toilet, everything. First thing is see that your toilet, everything is done nicely. And for the variety of foods now, I say by see what you are eating as well. Because some are wuzu preservers and some are wuzu breakers, right? So see what you're eating. But eat something, you're going to pop into your stomach. Wuzu breaks every now and then we make wuzu. So see, there are samaj karke khao. Eat, nobody says mustn't eat, eat. But see what will preserve your stomach, what will be good for your stomach. Test this food here, test this one here, and how it works on you. So your wuzu it remains for a longer time. Right? And then, why if you do it? Because if you didn't do it, for example, you didn't do it, now you're in namaz, but your mind is the toilet. Will you appreciate that if you know you are a little close to your wife, right? She's with you physically, but her mind is a toilet. Do you enjoy that? You won't enjoy that. So how do you expect Allah to accept that? Your mind is elsewhere, and physically you are her. So do your toilet, your wuzu, everything properly, right? Then come in. And I say there's no guna in coming slightly early, for the time. Do some zikr, do some Quran Sharif tilawat, do some dua. At least that time, that few moments you got. And who knows, that may just be the lucky moment. One doctor tells me that he went into a shop and they asked him to fill a form, you know. So just for the fun of it now, they asked me to fill. So not even 3/4 hour past, they announced his name. It came to the management. There's a twin cab, 5 million euros. The lucky moment, right? Who knows which is the lucky moment by Allah Ta'ala. So you have to keep trying, keep trying. That is why the Laylatul Qadr, Allah didn't define it at this moment. Right? We know, alright, 4 nights, that's right, last 10. But he didn't say, why he wants you to work for all the 10 nights. So he'll just tell you only this night here. So your striving will be only for that night, and the rest of the days you won't strive. So Allah wants you to accumulate. He wants you to accumulate, then work all the nights. All the nights, work all the nights. You don't know what will come, at which moment, at which time, at which place. You may get some luck. So there are those lucky moments. Inna lillahi al-tafan khafiyya. There are some lucky moments by Allah Ta'ala. And then you ask anything, and you just answered. Right? One person tells me, when I was doing a tafsir, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati. So he says, when he was much younger, or he just turned 40, I think, now he must be over 80. So he went to meet Wahid Sahib in Chakras Karal. So Wahid Sahib told him to read this dua, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati. There's a lot of explanation to this word awzi'ni, but understood meaning is, let me be constant on your shukr, O Allah Ta'ala. Now you turn 40, so what you're asking Allah Ta'ala, let me be constant from my heart, from my tongue, from my body action, from my time. All time I'm appreciative. Because by now, you must be physically and mentally mature. When you were 16, 70, you were physically mature. But now you're 40, so you saw life. You saw births, you saw deaths. You saw sickness, you saw recovery, right? You saw marriages, you saw divorces. You saw breakups, and you saw makeups, right? A lot of things you've seen. So now your mind is well developed. When it's well developed, you've seen the lives, the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, you've seen everything. So now when you saw everything and you're quite mature, now you're asking Allah Ta'ala, let me be constant on your shukr. Seen the whole plan. Because after 40 is a replay of the whole life. Because say you were married about 19, 20, right? So your child at the age, when you are 38 or something, your child is for marriage, right? Then he gets a child and now you are about 40, right? So now the whole replay of life, see, you saw the whole thing in you, now you're seeing it in someone else. So the whole life you've seen is just a replay. When it's a replay, then you must be so grateful Allah allowed one phase or one cycle of life to play before you. He's allowed one cycle of life to play before you. Now it's the second play of life. So isn't a thing for you to be grateful. See, if Allah had taken you in the first phase, you're still seeing life, then you didn't have an opportunity. Now you've got an opportunity. You saw the whole life playing before you. Now, it's a second play, it's a replay of how much of thanks you, the favor is given you. Organs are working, eyes are working, you're not dependent, you can smell, you can eat, you can drink, you can digest, no complications, no cancer, no dialysis, nothing. Then we don't think of these favors, right? You know, he's a learning, he already got everything. See what he got, what he got. I got nothing. But in so doing, you're not going to get his wealth, but you'll be hurting yourself. You're not going to get his wealth, right? But you're going to be hurting yourself. So why be so stupid to hurt yourself? So the easy way to enjoy is, Allah, you've given me so much, my Lord, please. I can't thank you, Allah. So much you've given me, so much. My children, my wealth, my health, my friends. It was so much to thank, Allah. I can't thank you. So an easy prescription I give people, that easy prescription, you're going to sleep. So think of the favors you enjoyed of Allah Ta'ala, right? And thank Allah Ta'ala. I thank you too much. In your own language, you should have, and the mistakes that you may have made verbally, with your eyes, with your ears, Allah, please forgive me. You give me so much, but I'm ungrateful. I can't show the gratitude, and I'm not showing the type of, so Allah, please do forgive me, the mistakes I may have made. And I'm too grateful for all the favors. And in that way you slept, in the morning I guarantee you'll be a happy person. What up, happy, energetic, looking forward to life. In the event you have died, right, then your balance is clear with Allah, because you made shukr, right, for the favors, and you ask Allah's forgiveness for the mistakes that you made, right? So isn't your records all clear? Yeah? credit and debit, everything is cleared up before you sleep. You can do it sitting, you can do it lying down. But that is called muraqabah. You engage your mind in a thought that will bring you closer to Allah Ta'ala. So, in this way you'll get up so happy. But if it is now, say Allah Ta'ala, you know, you gave him this thing here, you haven't given me. His channel are so bright, my channel is bright. He's got so much of business opportunities, and I don't have it. Allah Ta'ala, give me it also. You know, I'm also your servant. So, now, and then say, oh, that business not working out, you know, that business seems working out, Allah, make that thing work. Now you're complaining, and going to sleep. So I can guarantee you the morning will be clumsy, will feel miserable, you're fighting with this one here, fighting with that one. Just adjust the mind into thanks. And you sleep nice, you'll be a nice person for your children, for your wife, and for the household. You'll be a good person. Right? You'll have a good environment around you. See, this is the tasawwuf. This sifat, these values. That's called tasawwuf. You think remnants, what you enjoyed for the day. Right? You're seeing a person that is handicapped, and you make it so much of sugar. Think at that time, I saw this person handicapped. I saw that person in hospital. That person, he can't move. He's totally dependent for his toilet, everything. Right? I saw. So much you've given me, I can't thank you. Even if I don't have so much of wealth, but everything is working, everything is in working order for me, then how much of thanks? You allowed me to come to the masjid to perform namaz. Right? You allowed me not to look at wrong things, not to speak of bad things, not to listen to bad things. So I'm too thankful for you, for all the favors. So a little slight adjustment to the mind, and what a mountain of a difference it will make. See, so you get up in the morning, you're happy. You die, your records are all clear. Balance, your debit and your credit, everything is cleared up. And what a beautiful way to meet Allah Ta'ala. Isn't it? When everything is sorted out. You're crying and you're thanking Allah Ta'ala and you're crying and sleeping. And if you're discussing with your wife, then you're talking about things that you enjoyed. Say, Allah, give us this. What about a beautiful guy like you? Can't get in the world. Can't you just compliment her? Can't you compliment her? So, in that way you're asleep. She feels nice, you feel nice. Both of you are Rabbi awzi'ni ala shukura ni'matika allati. Give us a tawfiq that we be constant in making your shukr. Now, the additional benefit for this is that you shut the doors of shaitan. See, shaitan attacks man, how he says, how I'll attack them? I'll attack them like this. La tajidu aksarahum shakirin. Most people will be ungrateful. So you're not only grateful for the favors directly coming to you, but even it comes through some medium, wife, child, she prepared the samosas, rockets, and now more expressing UFOs. So what she's done? Can't you be thankful? Can't you compliment? Be thankful. What she's done, right? But tell her, not for you to make some more now. What? I did thank you. Otherwise, said thank you, but too much, then make more of it. So just to appreciate what I'm enjoying at your hands. Right? That obedient wife, she's looking after her tongue, respectful. I was thinking, the Jannat woman, Hurun maqsuratun fil khiyam. Hurun maqsuratun fil khiyam. They restrain themselves. One is maqsuratun, right? Fihinna qasiratu tarf, right? They're restraining their glances. And one is they're restraining their movement. Hurun maqsuratun fil khiyam. Call it pavilions, call it canopies, whatever. Jannat, how it will be? It will be of a single pearl, right? A single hollow pearl. You know this oyster you get, right? The shell, right? So, in my mind, it's something like that, right? But it's one single pearl, and that is so magnificent, Every corner there's a hoor for you, right? There's malaika greeting you. Salam Babu. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما. Everywhere you're going, this is salam. How are you? Hazrat, what can I do for you? Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. For all that you endured, salams on you. And you don't listen to anything that will be painful. Nothing painful, nothing boring. Only enjoying, just enjoying. And the woman, مَخْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ. They're restraining their glances to the husband and restraining their movement as well. مَخْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ. قَاسِيرَاتُ تَرْ. Look at this. So, when this is the sifat of the woman of Jannah, then woman was aspired to be like the woman of Jannah. That they restrict their glances, not running on wall here and all and ball, but be, try and be like the woman of Jannah, so that you become there. You restricted yourself, restrain yourself, right? But till which point? Till the day your eyes close. And then everything is opens off for you. Then again, this malaika khan, salam. How are you? What do you want? Right? You want to meet that buzurg, you want to meet this one here. And you want to have this dish, cappuccino, what do you want? Yeah, the world only got about 100, 200 varieties, right? In the Akhirat, there are about 70,000 varieties. Taste, the difference, so many taste. So much of taste. Right? Don't get caught up in this transitory, fleeting, limited things, right? Permanent things, see what Allah Pak is gone. For that, some little bit of restraint, some little bit of abstinence, hold yourself a little bit. So you sleep in this manner. Right? So we're talking about this Fariduddin Uttar Rahmatullahi. And now you can imagine what a wealthy person he is. But now, I say Allah Pak throws us opportunities. Opportunities will come in different ways. It doesn't have to come in one single way. It will come, but in different ways it will come. So when Fakir came to his pharmacy, and the Fakir is looking this side, that side. You need to buy something, buy it, otherwise move. So that fakir says, I'm wondering how you will die. So why? Because your soul is stuck in this thing here, in the musk there, saffron this side here, rose, and all the different type of things there. Because it's so expensive, 1 million, 2 million things, right? So your, this property, that investment, whatever, your soul is all stuck up in all this thing here. So, what a task it will be to pull out your soul from your body, or it's stuck, you know, in the gold coins that you got high hidden on the ceiling, or somewhere else, right? There's a lot of places we have. I can't say everything because the SARS mustn't come to clever now, right? So your soul is stuck up with all these things here. So what a task it will be to pull your soul out. So he became even more agitated. He said, well, my soul will come out, like how your soul will come out. So you will know how my soul will come out of it. Besides the Qibla, side, two rakat namaz, the body sheet there, and face towards the Qibla, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and he's gone. So as Fariduddin Rahmatullahi says, he took a positive lesson. See, this is our wrong. We are really mistaken. We don't learn to take a positive lesson. Something, you know, Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi, he saw one person on the cross and about to be crucified. Find out, he's told for the first time, they amputated the right hand. Second time the left, third time the left hand. Now, say they got thick of him, they say he just put him away. So you even kiss the man's foot. Hey, you're kissing this thief's foot, what's wrong with you? No, I'm kissing the feet of istiqamat. That they did so much to him, but he remained firm on his guns. He remained absolutely firm on his guns. He didn't shift, didn't move this way, didn't move that way. Firm. So there are things that we can learn. We can learn. My Nani, full of grief, would know. She was an alima, but the advice she would give was great. She would say, wait, you see a person, then see the good qualities, steal the good qualities he's got, and don't worry about the bad. Just keep it to himself. But the good that's in him, just take away. Because after some time, what will happen is you'll be a conglomeration of good. You saw he's good, and you took it to yourself. But even if you watch people's wrongs, then you'll become a conglomeration of filth. I saw him, he's a liar, he's a rogue, he's flirting, he's doing this. But now, look at everybody's faults, then you become a conglomeration, accumulation. You don't know, these things are very, very subtle, they come into you. You don't realize it. See, people meet, right? You're not careful, then his colors will disrupt. And it'll come in very discreetly. It'll play up at some point or the other. So, that is why they ask you not to meet. Because you don't know that this heart also, this mind, sarika karta hai, it steals away, but very subtly. My grandson, that time was over two and a half years of age, right? So they went to Joburg, whatever, they went, came back. So I said, I finished yet, ne? You're going to town, ne? So you see that mind, how it steals. This one trip there, and what a difference it made. It's an innocent child, so you don't tease him down there, you forgot it after. But the meeting, talking, and how it affects you. So this Fariduddin Rahmatullah says, he came to teach me. Jisne jisko nabi ki sunnat aa gayi, jisko nabi ki sunnat aa gayi, usko marna aa gaya, usko jeena aa gaya. He learned the beautiful way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He learned how to live, he learned how to die. Allah grant us also.